Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Well, it's been a long road, and
exactly 42 years, 5 months, and 18 days long for John Lyon. His daughters, Sheila and Catherine, disappeared from a shopping center in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. in 1975. The girls' disappearance changed the community, according to Montgomery County, Maryland prosecutor John McCarthy.
We've lived with this for decades. And again, that day in March was the day we lost our innocence. We began to rear our children differently. We began to think differently about what we could do. I guess there's no way to turn that clock back, but the entire region was affected by this case.
Decades later, new focus brought cold case investigators to Bedford County, where prosecutors believe Welch burned the girls' bodies in a huge fire. Continued work in Maryland and Virginia culminated in Tuesday's guilty pleas and Welch's 48-year prison sentence. And afterward, there was an obvious moment of relief for John Lyon and his family.
We just want to say simply, thank you. And it's been a long, long time. And we're tired. And we just want to go home.
In Bedford, I'm David Seidel.